So good morning, Trinity family. For those that don't know us, I'm Tammy.
This is me. And I'm Derek. Okay. Today is the third week of Advent. This week, we focus on joy.
So a few weeks ago, Pastor Jake asked us if we'd like to speak during Advent, and we excitedly said yes. Since we were the first to respond, we were able to choose which focus we wanted to speak on. For me, being someone who has suffered with anxiety and depression for most of my life, we thought joy would be great to speak about. So here we are.
So let me ask you, the congregation and the people on Zoom, when you hear the word joy, what comes to your mind? Yep.
Jesus.
Jesus. Amen.
Starts with J.
Starts with J. You can just shout it out. Whatever comes to your mind. Special times with family, yeah.
Babies.
Babies, oh, babies bring us joy, yes.
Overflowing happiness.
Mm-hmm. Dancing, yes.
An inner excitement.
Inner excitement. Anybody on Zoom?
I think it's something that is there, inner, even with the circumstances around us, not so confident.
Definitely. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on what joy means to you.
So kind of along that lines, I've personally never gone to a third world country, but I'd love to go on a mission trip one day. And it's always amazed me from videos or stories I've heard from people who have visited those places, that although for a lot of them, they don't have they have very little, a lot of them still have such a joy. I've seen videos of them like dancing and just the way they worship Jesus, even though they have don't have very much. They're just so joyful for Jesus and the little that they do have. I skipped some parts. It reminds me that all the material things will one day be gone. But joy in the Lord is forever. Matthew 6:19-21 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be." As I mentioned earlier, I've experienced severe anxiety and depression most of my life. So I can definitely say I haven't always felt joy. I've had some really joyful moments in my life, like the births of my three beautiful children, the day I married Derek, when I had my first personal encounter with Jesus, when my mom's hands were healed right before my eyes, when I got to be baptized with most of my family, when our family got our dog Riker, and when I'm helping others, I can go on and on with joyful moments. I also had some very dark moments, but those dark moments, in those dark moments, I've had joy. I may not have always felt it then, but it was definitely there. And I'd like to share with you two very personal moments. One happened a few years ago when I was feeling very depressed. I was laying on the bathroom floor crying uncontrollably when I had a vision of Jesus on his knees beside me with his hand on my back. He didn't speak, but he just knelt there with his hand on me, and I was overcome by his peace. The other one was about 3 years ago. I was going through a very, very dark few months, and I actually tried to take my own life by overdosing on antidepressants. Luckily, Derek was there to rush me to the hospital, where I spent several days, and God saved my life. Although I was feeling still feeling down when I was released, I got help and realized the mistake that I had made and that I was given another chance at life. When I look back on these two experiences, I'm joyful that Jesus loves me. I'm joyful that he loves me enough to sit with me through the dark times and that he gave me a second chance. I'm joyful that I get to watch my children grow and be with my amazing husband. I had the privilege a few months ago to attend two Paul Rapley healing training sessions. And at these healing training, we were instructed on how to pray for healing for others and just go and do it right then and there. I never asked for healing for the depression or anxiety over those 2 days. As I was praying for others, I just went and did it with no fear. And it wasn't until I got home later that I realized I never felt any anxiety while I was praying for others during those sessions. And my anxiety in general was gone. Sure, I still get nervous, but I'm not fearful. Since then, God has filled me with an overflowing of joy and a passion for street ministry. Of course, we're not always going to feel joy. This past Thursday, actually, I got some upsetting and difficult news while I was at work. And usually this type of news would cause me to have a panic attack and make me very depressed, so much so that I wouldn't be able to function anymore and I'd have to leave work. So yes, I cried a little for a little while, but I took a short break and I just sat in God's presence. I didn't even pray. I just sat with him. And soon I felt joy because I knew that God was with me and would get me through the situation. I went back to work, feeling confident in my God and feeling joy that he takes care, that he cares for my family and our situations. So when you're not feeling very joyful, remember the joy of the Lord is our strength. He will get us through the difficult times. God chose us. And he might not always be pleased with the things that we say or do, but he loves us so much, and his joy for us never leaves. We are so precious to him that we bring him joy. Jesus said, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world we will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33.
So when I asked you all what joy means to you, when we were doing this over the last few days, I was struggling to figure out what joy truly meant to me. So when I define joy, I kind of break it down because there's happiness, which is an emotion that we feel when we have joy present, but that happiness tends to disappear very quickly as we experience it. So I think that joy is a choice. We can choose to live with an attitude filled with resentment, anger, or fear, or we can choose to have joy of the Lord, our Savior. And the joy of the Lord of the Savior never leaves us. When I was a teenager living with my mom and my sister in subsidized housing, sometimes what brought me joy was waking up in the middle of the night and calling my mom's bank's automated phone line to see if she got paid by her employer. Money was very scarce in our family. So when that automated voice said, you know, some awesome dollar amounts in my mom's account, that brought me joy. But that was more of a happiness joy. Or when there was government money that was put into her account. My first job, that I could actually pay for things rather than steal things. I was a troubled kid growing up because I saw all my friends having all these materialistic things, and I wanted that. I thought that's what brought joy, were those things that were materialistic. When I got a job and I was able to purchase my very own TV, that really brought me joy, that I worked hard to purchase something on my own, and I was able to take care of it more than if it was something that was given to me. Most of these possessions, like I said, brought me joy, but as the above statement reads, that was actually more happiness than joy, and that emotion disappeared quickly. The Bible says God gives us joy and peace. It also tells us that joy comes from God and belongs to us forever. As we give our life to the Lord Savior more and more every day, the Holy Spirit brings healing and spiritual joy forevermore. Jesus says in Matthew 5:14, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Way before I became a Christian, God was doing works of me. He knew who I was. He knew who I was going to be. I did not know God. But God was molding me years before I even knew him to be the man of God I am up here this morning. I always did things for me and to be accepted by my other peers. Before I knew Christ, I would do silly and gross things just to be approved by my classmates. But really, all that got me is a trip to the principal's office or even trouble with the police. Just before heading into junior high, educators helped me overcome my troubles and tasked me with helping the custodian empty classroom garbage bins. And in grade six, in the afternoons, I would only go to school in the mornings. In the afternoons, I would help out in a preschool program in a nearby evangelical church. Where am I going with this? Well, what I didn't know at the time is that God was filling me with joy. Joy by helping others. Those experiences brought me joy that I was making a difference rather than causing a ruckus. And I still find joy today by helping others as an educational assistant for the school board, working with children of special needs. Our family began attending Trinity EMC back in the day, which, if you are unaware of when back in the day was, that was actually January 2011. Around 2014, Tammy and our oldest daughter, Samara, my mother-in-law, Susan, and I gave our lives to Jesus. Since then, even though I still make mistakes, I know that I need to repent and trust in the Lord, and I will be forgiven. Most of us know the story of Jesus forgiving the sins of the paralyzed man and healing him, saying, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." Do you think joy was present in him? Indeed. As Tammy stated earlier, by attending a few healing workshops and going out as Jesus' disciples did and healing the sick, experiencing it live and not just reading it from the Bible fills me with joy all the time. I would like to bring you back to the year 2016. During that spring, Tammy and I ran the Ottawa Half Marathon. We remember this day so well. Ottawa Run Weekend is always tough because it's the weekend after Victoria Day, which generally is the hottest day for any physical activity outside since the summer prior. Tammy and I were managing our running the race quite well, but near the end, the heat was becoming unbearable for Tammy. She did cross the finish line. When we run distances like that, which is 21.1 kilometers, you cannot help be joyful that God gave us the endurance to run to him and with him. Shortly after crossing the line, we met up, and Tammy was in rough shape. She felt really woozy and was slurring her words. She told me she wanted to lay over here, which was literally in the middle of the sidewalk in front of the city hall, which is really odd because grass or a massage table would have been a better choice. But immediately I knew something was not right. So I sought help from the race medical team. I helped them place bags of ice underneath all the hot spots on her body. They eventually took her into the medical tent, but I was not allowed in there. So I trusted God to take her, take over, and to give her care that she needed. When you put trust in God in every situation, joy presents itself and overcomes all. That same year in August, Tammy participated in the Endure Run, which is a local 8-day, 7-stage running endurance race with only one day off. And that race totals 160 kilometers throughout the week. Tammy's experience with heat exhaustion in Ottawa Since Tammy's experience with heat exhaustion in Ottawa, she wasn't training for this. She was also battling an injury. We ran the first stage together, but then I developed some hip bursitis and could not continue the following days. Once again, putting trust in the Lord, Tammy continued on. Tammy's parents attended each stage and gave me updates. She had some chiropractor appointments during the week. Our chiro is also our running coach. And he could not understand how Tammy was doing this. There wasn't an explanation. Well, in our eyes, there was, and that was God. But with the lack of training, how was Tammy really running and completing each stage? Fast forward to the last stage, stage 7, the marathon, which is 42.2 kilometers, once again in the heat and humidity. This time her body was acclimatized to it. To give you context of the marathon distance, it's about the same distance to travel from Waterloo to Stratford if you're heading down Herb Street following the back roads. To cheer Tammy on that day and week and to watch her conquer this endurance event was unfathomable. Joy to the world. Joy of the Lord overfilled Tammy, myself, and her parents that afternoon as she crossed the finish line. As we sang this morning, joy, unspeakable joy. And it goes on to say, an overflowing well no tongue can tell, never lets us go. And that's just it. Joy can be unspeakable, but you can surely see the perma-smile on someone that experiences God's work in them. Before I saw Christ in me, my understanding of joy was just an emotion and dwindled rapidly. Since giving my life wholeheartedly to Christ, I now know joy is always in me, even when I fall away from God. He will pick me up again and guide me.
So that's it. That's our story. But before we go, I'd like us to go back to our Sunday school days and join me in singing the first verse of I've Got the Joy. And please join me because you do not want to hear me sing by myself. So,
Down in my heart to stay.
So may the joy of the Lord be with you as you go. God bless and thank you.